Rabbi Rick is in the building.
Hey, it works. Oh, this is the news according to me, by the way. Oh, the music started too soon.
He was all excited to do that.
had that thing in there.
Now you have three Rabbi Rick jingles.
That's right. It's all about Rabbi Rick here.
Well, you know.
At the news according to me.
Right. Got to have somebody to laugh at.
That's right. That's right.
Wait. Looks ain't everything.
That's right. Yeah.
He just got that.
I'll laugh about that now for an hour. That's just going to be an hour of me laughing. This show is
well,
a little different. Yeah. Well, hey, it's an exciting day here at...
Well,
in the USA.
It's always exciting.
It's exciting. It's a lot of exciting things happening. And
when you have a bunch of morons in office, it's always exciting.
It's when there's a clown show 24/7 going on.
That's right.
In Washington. There is never a dull moment.
Oh my gosh.
We got impeachment 2.0. New and improved.
He's the only president to ever be impeached twice.
Yeah, and the only president who's ever been impeached when he's not in office.
Yeah.
And the only president to be impeached for no reason that's like a crime.
He's not president anymore. Wait a second. How can you say that? Oh, that's right. You're the media.
You're the media.
You can say anything you want.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to impeach him. He needs to be impeached. No one can get away with an insurrection without some kind of consequences.
There has to be consequences. He did it all.
That's right.
Forget about what the FBI
He was
said.
Down there. He had those people had earpieces in their ears, and they were taking the orders directly from him.
They had Joe's earpieces?
Yeah, they had Joe's. They had the only one that was left. Yeah, Joe. Yeah, they were Joe's old earpieces. He had to get new ones because the old ones were not loud enough anymore. couldn't hear.
That's right.
Yeah. So did you hear Psaki the other day? The other day she was in a news conference and
why does she always look bewildered?
Because she was beyond bewildered. She was bewildered.
Wait, did you just ask me a question?
Yeah.
Huh? What? Yeah. I'll have to circle back to that. Well, that's what I have to do here. Yeah. I have to answer questions.
I'm supposed to. Why do you guys keep asking me questions here? I come out here, and then you guys start asking me questions. What's going on here?
You're just supposed to ask me things about ice cream and doggies.
If it's not on my little page here, what are you guys doing outside my little page here?
They are submitting questions now, aren't they? They're required.
They were supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're doing now, but somebody caught her off guard because they asked her a question about...
Joe's underwear.
I'll have to find it because it was about his underwear. Does he put ice cream in his underwear? I'll find it because she couldn't answer and she kept she was asking them questions. She's like, I haven't heard anything about that. And this is stuff I've heard about. I've heard about it.
Wait,
I could have answered the question. I was like, me, I can answer that question.
Isn't she the press secretary?
She's the press secretary. She got a big thick. She got a book that's 6 inches thick sitting there. And it wasn't in there. She was like paging through it. She's like, they're asking her the questions. She goes, can you explain to me more about what that's about?
It was
she's like, paging.
Was it alphabetically organized or something?
I don't think she has ever heard of the word thumbtack, like the little page things, you know?
You know what? Give her Kaylee's number.
Kaylee was good
at that.
She had that big, huge book there, and she would just go, whoop. Bam, and then she'd go.
That's right.
It's like
every page had a loaded weapon.
Exactly.
In it.
She would. She knew before they got done asking the question. She was already turning the page to that page. Like, yeah, she apparently she put the book together herself. I don't think this lady puts together thing herself.
Means she knew how to do her job.
I think so. I think she did. I think she actually did.
And she was a lot better looking too.
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, you know it. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I guess.
Well, at least she didn't have that bewildered look.
That's true. Yeah.
Know? Yeah. I think you got it spelled right. He's trying to Google it.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I should put in there to actually narrow it down.
Put bewildered in there.
Yeah. How do you spell bewildered?
Don't ask her.
I'll try this. Psaki unknown. Holds White House press conference. That's a pretty good look for her right there.
It's not bad. It's okay.
Holding up her hands going, I don't know.
I don't know.
We used to call that the Mexican salute.
Can we circle back to that? I think she's Zuckerberg's sister or something.
Yeah, they're related. I think they must be related. Yeah, Space Force.
I wonder how long she's going to last.
I'm surprised she's lasted this long. But, you know, now it was interesting because I heard Perino, who was also a press secretary, but yeah. she was a Fox commentary person. Yeah. And she actually was cutting her break.
Are you serious?
She was, because she said, you know, she's...
Dana.
Well, this was the first week.
That disappoints me.
This was in the first week. She said, you know, I don't want to say too much about her because she's still... This is her first week.
She's still getting her head.
She's cutting her teeth. But by now, this has almost been a month.
Yeah.
And...
Man, has he been occupying the White House that long?
Well, it'll be... I guess it's 10 days. Or it's 20 days, I guess. So, yeah. It's...
The longest 20 days of my life.
Yeah, exactly. I figured the country would...
Where's the toilet flush?
Well, I got to find... Yeah, because that's...
You need more buttons,
we got,
man.
Here we go. I was pretty sure the country would be...
Yeah.
We got two or three toilets.
That's a double flush.
That's a courtesy flush with a regular flush. Yeah, that's. I just assumed it would be gone by now, but. Yeah,
well, actually, I kind of thought Kami'd be in there by now.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, I'm surprised.
I'm sure the implant's probably healed over by now, yeah, so it's yeah. got
to
be.
She's good to go. Yeah. I would think. Yeah.
Did you see that meme the other day with she's like poking her eyes around the corner, like looking to see if Joe got the shot and if he survived it or whatever. He's like,
I did not see that. Yeah, she's tying another mask on his face. Here, let me put this fifth mask on there for you. I got to tighten that really good for you there. Puts her foot on the back of his head while she's tying it down. Make sure it's good and snug.
Man, we were talking about this earlier, but you didn't see that where he walked up to the reporters. It must have been like last night or something, or I don't know what the deal was, but he had, you know, had his big, you know, aviator glasses on, and he had his mask over the rest of his face. Yeah. And I'm still thinking it wasn't really him, but then he opened his mouth and then figured out it was him, because he really didn't know, because all the reporters are standing there going, la, 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 Mr. President, Mr. President, Mr. President. And he like ambled over there and he's like, and they asked him a question. He's like, huh? I'm like, oh no, you just didn't do that. So then she like shouted right into his ear, and then he's like, he had a chance to testify, but he chose not to. So we'll see what the Senate does. Talking about Trump.
Yeah.
And then he just walked off.
He's done that several times now, where they're trying to ask him questions and he just walks away.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done now.
I'm supposed to have some ice cream.
That's right. Yeah. I'm surprised he's lasted this long.
He doesn't know what he's doing, seriously.
No, he doesn't.
He is totally lost.
Yeah.
Not a joke.
That's right. That's right, Joe. Yeah. That's not a joke at all. What's really getting old, though, is that he...
Joe?
He's getting really old. Like, just like that. He can't field questions like that.
Nah. Not even close.
If he's standing up there reading his little thing and doing his little hand thing, and the way he reads, of course, they're writing these speeches knowing how he can read.
Three-word sentences.
Yeah. And he'll say... You know, I should probably do an imitation of, like, pull up a script or something and actually read the way he reads. Because it would be, because he reads. He reads.
Yeah, exactly right.
The way he reads the sentence. Come on. Come on, man. That's the Slaughterback Splah. That's the stench of Babasibia. International depression.
I know Joe Biden. He's a good friend of mine.
He's a good friend of mine.
He's he's been in the Senate for
57 years,
75 years now. And, just 1 year longer than me. And
we're both going to the home together after the show.
And I'm glad to support him, and I hope that he does his best.
We're going to talk about how we're going to share power. That's what we're going to do. Share power. Because I'm a powerful man, so I'm going to share power with
him. How's that working for you, Mitch?
Yeah, Mitch. Have you seen Mitch around lately? I haven't seen much of Mitch around.
No,
Mitch.
Much Mitch.
Much Mitch.
No, it's because Chuck is like you know, sequestered him into the into the corner.
Yeah, Mitch, why don't you go off? We're going to have a meeting. Why don't you go over there in that room over there? We're going to have a meeting about how we're going to share power. You get started. If I don't show up, you start without me. You just stay there until you get it all figured out.
Yeah, that's right.
He'll be there for a couple of years.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. 2 + 2 = 4, and I don't know what else to tell you.
Wait a second. That's not right. That's 2 + 2 = 5.
It's got to be 5. I think now it's 5 because with who's in office, I think, is we're sharing power, but it's 2 + 2 = 5 now.
Yeah, Mitch, why you ever agreed to this whole impeachment thing is beyond me.
Yeah. Yeah. They had their opportunity.
They did.
They could have stayed up. You know, the Democrats, now the Democrats, on the other hand, if this would have happened with the shoe on the other foot, this would have been a lockstep.
Yeah.
They would have been up in arms, screaming and yelling.
Yeah.
Whatever, you know, whatever they were screaming, but they would have been screaming something and going after this whole thing.
This is a perfect example of what everybody in America, everybody that voted for Trump, knows is wrong with the Republican Party.
Exactly, exactly.
And this is what I anticipate when, you know, they get past their kangaroo. You can't even call it a kangaroo court. It's not even a court.
No.
You don't even have somebody presiding over it. That's, no. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, that's not even
And you know, when they get past this dumb thing, I expect Trump's going to start making some news.
Yeah, he will. I think he's being told. He either knows he needs to be quiet or he's being told to be quiet until the trial's over. Yeah, I agree, and I think,
I think he's going to give a lot of Republicans, establishment Republicans, a butt whooping. Seriously,
yeah.
When it comes up, and you know,
I think so too.
Because what do you think?
I was talking about this morning, and how difficult it is to get an incumbent, how to primary somebody out of an incumbent position.
Yeah,
it's very difficult to do. And the reason it's difficult is because you have to go to the RNC for filing paperwork. You have to do all that. You know, have to do all those things. You have to go to the Republican Party in order to primary somebody out of the Republican Party. The incumbents are stuck there, and the RNC is not going to want to touch them.
Exactly.
However, you look at what Cenk Uygur did with that little, or I forget what the name of the organization was. He had that got AOC and all the other you know, wackos in there.
Yeah.
They had like 120 people that were all. That ran for office.
Trying to go, yeah.
And a bunch of them got in. I mean, like a pretty high percentage, like 40 of them got in.
Hmm.
And so they were setting the agenda. They were the power behind this whole thing. They had an organization. Mm-hmm. They helped them file the paperwork. They helped them do the campaigning. Cenk Uygur, he's got a whole bunch of money.
Yeah.
And because YouTube actually pays him to be on, to have his little Young Turks show.
Hmm.
So he's, and that's why his stuff pops up on everything. So he has supposedly has a huge following because they push him forward so much. You know, it's a crappy show,
right?
And it's much less than this one is. Nah. This is a much more refined show.
Yeah,
it's very intellectual. How dare you? Yes, where is it? I got that here somewhere. So, but
I made him lose his train of thought.
Yes, I'm pushing buttons. I can't find anything. So, it's the ability to primary an incumbent out that is really key here.
Yeah.
If Trump does that, and he's got the money right now, he's got set like $70 million set aside right now just in campaign funds that can be used for that.
Wow.
You know he'll have more.
Yeah.
And so there's they can potentially 2022 is going to be an interesting. Midterm.
So the only thing that I'm wondering about, if he goes down that road, and how does he get his message out there if the media doesn't let him?
Well, have you heard him talking about the
social media? Yeah, he's been talking about doing this. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's either going to do that or he's going to get behind a couple of social media companies. Like he's going to get behind Parler, or he's going to get behind... Gab and some others.
Why hasn't Parler been? I was going to ask you about the guy that got fired.
He
resigned.
What happened there?
I don't know. I was going to ask you.
I saw where he was interviewed by somebody and he explained why he got fired.
Yeah, right.
But I didn't get to see the interview.
Yeah, and I didn't.
So I never found out what happened.
There. I didn't. I read when it came out the first day and there wasn't a whole lot there.
No, it was just kind of...
I forgot to ask you about it.
And he didn't seem to be terribly upset about it.
No. Well, that's the other thing. He almost sounded like he was like this Manchurian candidate kind of guy that was in there and was like directing it the wrong way
on
purpose.
Yeah. And I'm like, see, I know Bongino actually started getting investigated.
That's right. It was, Dan Bongino was involved with him getting him out of there.
He was one of the founders. And he was one of the main investors. And the FBI came after Bongino. Bongino is ex-Secret Service.
Right.
And they came after him for something because they were saying something about his connections or ties to some other country or something.
Yeah, of course. Really?
And of course, they got time to...
Hey, FBI, why don't you go look into Hunter?
I was going to say, two words, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
You've been sitting there for a year with information on it that if I had that crap on my computer right here, they'd be knocking on my door and I'd be in jail tonight.
No kidding.
But the investigation's going very well into Hunter Biden. We're pretty confident that everything's
going to be okay. Oh, you also hear that... Biden's getting ready to fire all the attorneys out of the DOJ, but he's keeping two.
Yeah.
Barr and the guy investigating is his son.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what's going on there. That doesn't sound fishy at all.
Not fishy at all. No. Yeah.
Nothing to see here. No.
God, yeah. If Trump would have done that, if he'd have walked in and just fired everybody like that, they would have thrown... Well, they did throw a tizzy fit. He fired Comey and they threw a tizzy fit.
Right.
And this was after Comey tried to shake him down.
Yeah.
So it's like...
You can't make it up. Seriously.
I think next time he's just going to walk in there and say, all y'all get out of my office.
Well, that's what he should have done last time.
Yeah, he just didn't realize, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
How corrupt everything was. Because they do present a good Boy Scout image.
Yeah.
And they come across like, oh, they're so moral, like Comey.
Yeah, we should have been suspicious when the media liked Barr.
Yeah. Schiff came out and said some things about him. Schumer came out and said some things about him. But looking back on it, that now I can tell that was a show.
Yeah.
That was a, here's something for the press to make it look like we don't like, oh, Barr, you're a bad guy. And you're being the president's personal attorney. And you should
wink,
go.
Wink, wink, wink.
Say no more. Wink, wink. Yeah, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah.
And
which is really too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So it makes you wonder who you can trust anymore. Of course, like I said, the FBI
nobody
was
in Washington D.C.
No.
Well, maybe a few.
Yeah. And the whole thing with Bongino is just like it's just amazing.
Yeah.
That they're, the double standards are beyond, They're double standards.
Yeah.
It's like there's two double standards. Yeah, it's amazing. And like when Hillary came out, this was before, I think it was before the first impeachment. She said, she actually had the gall to say, because no one is above the law. That's pretty rich for her to say that.
Yeah.
This is...
How can you say that without laughing?
Yeah. Oh, my word. Yeah, it's pretty, it's pretty funny.
Oh,
pretty
my gosh. Yeah.
We just, in the studio audience here, just thought that was pretty funny.
You know, yeah, the majority of Americans see through that.
Yeah.
And just, I hope so.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? It was interesting today. I was looking at... Twitter has become nothing but most of the right wing conservatives have left Twitter.
Yeah, that dude can't grow a beard either.
No, he's got he looks like Karl Marx or something.
Well, maybe that's what he's trying to do.
I don't know. He's going for. But
no, not Rasputin.
Rasputin. That's
yeah,
what it
that's
is.
Rasputin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that he. Yeah, he's weird.
He. But most
he needs to talk to us about growing beards.
He does. That's right. The bearded wonders. Yes. Most of them have left Twitter. And so you don't, most of what you get on Twitter and when you see comments are almost all trolls.
Yeah.
It's just nothing but,
but that's reality.
Nasty comments. Yeah.
That's reality. Yeah.
And the interesting thing today was I was looking at several posts from the BBC and from other places and the comments were livid about this trial.
Hmm.
And it was, I looked at some of the people who were making these comments.
Yeah, BBC?
BBC, yeah.
Huh.
Because they came out with a couple things and they were saying about the trial. And then I think it was MSNBC had some stuff. And there were some other left-leaning posts that were on Twitter and on YouTube.
Yeah.
And the people were vehemently mad about this trial.
In what way?
They were saying this is the biggest joke. It's the sham impeachment thing.
So this is people, not even United States.
These are left. Well, no, these are some people in the. I assume they're both both people out of the country. You can't always tell.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, some of them were Democrats. You could tell they were Democrats. I looked at some of their profiles, and it's like, okay, this person was not a Trump supporter, and they are not happy about the trial.
Did they say why? Or what, I mean,
they're just making dumb comments about, oh, this is stupid. We're wasting our time. Why, you know, we got people are they're upset because we got this COVID thing going on, and here
well,
you
it
are
is wasting our time.
pulling this kind of crap.
It's total waste of our time.
And people are seeing through it. Like you said, they're seeing it for what it is. These people are blind with rage, and anger and hatred, and of course, Nancy has nothing but love in her heart. She has nothing but love in her heart.
She still prays for Trump, I'm sure. For him
every minute of every day.
And, while she's getting her blowout.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they missed the hair and went straight to the head. The brain got... I got my brain blown out the other day.
Yeah, no, that's AOC.
What'd that cost you?
Yeah.
Well, I think AOC was in the down line of the fire. It's like, yeah, we had the blow dryer was set on too high. It's, there's a low and a high setting, and there's a too high.
Yeah.
I think they had it set on too high, and it went right through Nancy and got AOC.
I mean, some of the things that she says...
Oh, my word.
You know, we were talking about that yesterday, and I never really finished my thought about that. But, yeah, so...
I bet people were just, like, hanging on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure. Well, I'm going to help them out now, so... But, you know, she's got this whole tirade about, you know, how she was so scared, and she's hiding behind her door. And they weren't even in there, her building.
No.
And she made it sound like she's all alone. We've already established that. They're never alone.
Yeah.
There was always, like, you know, all kinds of staffers around and stuff. Yeah. So that's already suspicious. But the thing is now that, and she got called out on it, you know, by her office mate across the hall or something. So now that, and she sounds literally like a schoolgirl, like some junior high school girl.
She does. She does. Yeah, she absolutely does.
And so she, and this is not the first time she's been caught lying, seriously, literally lying.
Yeah.
And making up things.
Yeah.
How on earth are you supposed to believe her on anything she says?
I don't know.
It just boggles me.
When she went down to the border and was had pictures taken of an empty parking lot, she's just standing in front of a fence and made it look like she was looking at the cages.
Yeah.
Which are coming back, by the way.
Oh, they're not cages anymore.
Oh, what?
They're overflow bins.
Detention facilities.
Yeah, they're for overflow.
Yes. Yes, they don't use chain link.
Yeah.
They use... linked chain.
Zip tie.
Yes, a zip tie chain. they put you all back in chains.
Yeah. There you go. Did we talk about the vaccinations at the border yesterday?
The facilities they're putting up for the vaccinations at the border. Yeah. Yeah.
Did we talk about that?
Well, I think I briefly mentioned it. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't really get into it at all, but.
But I don't know how she keeps getting airtime. I mean, she clearly has no common sense. She thinks we're all going to die in 12 years from climate change.
Yeah. Well, 10 years now. It's been 2 years she's been saying that. So I think she must have a really huge following of like 7-year-olds that they're really...
That could be what it
that
is.
That they're trying to, you know, really...
well, they're going to be able to vote.
Eventually. Yeah. Of course. Any minute now. As soon as they get this new legislation passed.
Yeah.
They're talking about lowering it to 16.
Yeah, what could go wrong there?
Yeah, there's nothing could go wrong
nothing,
there.
Nothing.
And what? Let's see, what else was? Well, they're going to make D.C. a state. Puerto Rico, and where else was it? D.R. someplace? They're going to make someplace else a state, I guess.
I don't know. And Guam, maybe, or something. Guam, if it doesn't flip over.
Yeah, Guam will flip over. If they put too many ballots out there, they're going to flip over. Got some wet, soggy ballots here from Guam. To count those, run them through the machine a couple times. Could dry them out.
Yeah. So, John, how are you feeling there, buddy, sitting up in the Supreme Court? You still Still liking that decision not to take that Texas case.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about the, I should send you a link to this. It was a guy who had a dream about him.
Uh-oh.
This was interesting.
Sounds creepy.
This guy is, he's just a truck driver guy, but he's been posting stuff that, like, he believes God shares with him, like, these visions and stuff.
Okay.
He had, like, a vision, and I'm paraphrasing. It was, like, 10, 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
So, but it was real quick. He basically was kind of taken to see, like he could see John Roberts, basically.
On Epstein's Island?
On Epstein's Island. And and he was talking to AOC. And
shocker.
She was just a little girl then. So the
Epstein's still alive, by the way.
Yes, he's still there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
No.
In fact, he's not dead.
Hillary's got him in her basement.
That's right. Bill's down there posing for another weird picture in a dress. Painting him. That was a weird picture.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
what? Holy cow. What was that about? Why do you have...
There's just some things I don't want to see.
I would never think of... Okay, maybe they were good friends. Okay. I would never think of putting a picture in my house of you wearing a dress.
Thank you. Because it ain't going to happen.
I mean, I know there's a lot of them out there.
I'd be breaking into your house and ripping that down.
What in the world is that about?
So you said you're not going to be home at what time? All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, no reason. Yeah. Just, yeah.
Where was I? Oh, so this guy had a vision of John Roberts, and he was kind of taken up. It's like Roberts was like laying in his bed, and he was taken up into heaven, and he could God, he had to face God, and God said, "Look at your hands." And when he lifted up his hands to look at them, they were covered in blood, and it terrified him. He was terrified, and he realized, you know, all of a sudden he realized. He had blood on his hands for many reasons. And so they, the next thing in the vision, he saw him actually talking to another justice, trying to work out how he was going to repair the damage he had done. And,
well, I'm just going to say amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, if it, you know,
we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about, but, you know, and that's, he said it was very much like, whose wife was it that she said, I've seen him in a dream, wash your hands of this man. Potiphar, was it?
Pilate?
Pilate's wife.
Yeah.
Pilate's wife.
Yeah.
And, so it's interesting because he related to that kind of thing, you know, like he's going to have this vision. It's going to be basically, change him. So. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, hopefully that happens before they pack the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Because otherwise it won't really make a difference.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Which will be any day now. They're supposed to have 100 days. A commission was supposed to take 100 days to do it. Of course, that, who knows how long it'll take to do it. Probably.
Yeah.
Joe can't count to 100, so I don't know whether he'll know. Is this my 100th day today?
What are you going to talk about for 100 days? That's such BS. That's just saying... Come back in 100 days, and we're going to just do what we decide we're going to do.
They've already decided what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to get together one day.
We're just going to give you some time to let it simmer down and die. And they'll we'll do it on Friday night.
They'll lay the book on the table and say, this is what the unions gave us to tell you, to give everybody. This is what the lobbyists want. So here it is. Let's go play golf for a couple hundred days, and we'll come back and tell you what we decided.
Yeah, exactly.
we're gonna run off to Epstein's Island for a couple months.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The whole back to the whole Trump impeachment thing, because that's what we got started on with this. But
oh yeah,
I don't know how with a straight face they can bring articles of impeachment saying that he incited the insurrection. You know,
yeah,
when all the evidence is there saying otherwise. I mean, it just blows your mind.
Yeah. Well, then, do we already talk about this? The 10,000 troops that Trump.
We were talking about that before it came in. Okay. That's what I wanted to get to. But yeah.
Yeah. So that on top of all this.
Yeah.
Is like, and who said no to it? Who were the people who said no to it?
Yeah. Who said no? That's a good point.
The committee, it was Nancy and Mitch, and Schumer and
Well, because they're sharing power.
They're sharing power. Yeah. So the people in charge of the Capitol Police are the ones who turned it down.
Yeah.
I saw a fluff piece by the BBC, by the way. It was this morning. And it was all, they didn't have a commentator. All they had was like clips of people talking about what happened that day.
Yeah.
How terrified they were.
Right.
They had AOC, and they played little clips of her thing. Bam! 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 Where is she? Where is she? Of course, that's like they're trying to kill her.
Yeah.
But it was a Capitol Police officer.
Well, that was because Cruz put the hit out on her.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
he needs to be removed from the Senate.
They were. Yes.
I can't stand the thought of him being there anymore.
Well, yeah,
just because
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, just yeah. He's out to kill everybody.
Yeah.
They played that, and then they played this other guy that was supposedly. He said, "I was sitting there in my office, and I heard the pounding." And then there, he goes, and he said, "Well, he had a video of him for the first clip he showed was it was him live." He goes, "I'm right now sequestered in my office," and he goes, they've locked us down in my office, which the office is same building AOC was in.
Right.
So he wasn't, he also was not there.
Yeah.
Then this other lady who happened to be actually in there, she looks a lot like Rashida Tlaib, but she's not Rashida Tlaib. However, Rashida Tlaib was in another state.
Yeah. We talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah. So this other lady was talking about how she was in the Capitol Rotunda, and then she went through this whole thing about how, I guess they have gas masks under their seat or something. And she went to pull out her gas mask, and she said, I didn't know how to operate it because no one's ever explained to us how to operate.
Oh, my
You know
word.
What? I bet there is. I bet your first day in office, they go through a whole safety thing that you're supposed to be there for about safety in the... I bet she never attended that.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah. Because I'm sure that they wouldn't just have safety equipment all over the place, and you don't know anything about it. I guarantee you, because you never looked at the information that they probably gave you.
Yeah.
Because I can't... Just like being on an airplane.
Yeah. Nobody, I was just thinking that.
Nobody pays any attention to the lady up front until something happens and everybody's going, oh, what? Nobody told me what to do. Oh, no. There have been people who, upon landing, like they'll declare an emergency and they have to do a landing, like they'll have an issue. They'll tell everybody that they'll have like a gear light or something.
Right.
They'll land, plane is fine. They'll land and stop. People will pile out on the wing, on those over wing exits. People start opening doors and crawling out.
Oh, jeez.
That has happened before. And now there's a thing on all the pilots, all the checklists say, as soon as you land and as soon as you stop, the first thing you do is get on the PA and say, remain seated.
Yeah.
Because people will get up and watch, start going, you're running out the door.
They think they've just landed on a water.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, that was a great landing, but I'm going to get out of here. Yeah, but that's the kind of stuff that people do, and then they blame somebody else. Well, I was never told how to operate this gas mask, and then they were saying we were told that there's an active shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a guy shooting. We still haven't heard the end of that.
No, and it was from what I've heard. I don't know if I talked about this or not. One of the senators has a private security detail, and it was his security detail person who shot her. But that's all I've heard so far. And it was so bizarre because he comes out, one shot,
I know,
and then fades back into behind the corner again.
Yeah.
And you never see his face.
It's, yeah.
It is the weirdest thing.
It's almost like, what was that guy that, the Clintons offed, or did I say that? I mean, that committed suicide.
Oh, Epstein?
No. Well, yeah.
Which one? Oh, yeah. The guy who shot himself in the back of the head seven times.
No, he was, they found him. You're right. They found him in the
woods.
No, it was in DC.
Oh, in DC.
And,
the one lawyer.
Yeah.
That was part of the Whitewater thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I forget it. This is going way back there.
But, yeah, I know.
But anyway,
so
they find him. He's like laying there with his hands by his side.
Yeah.
And a bullet wound to the head.
Yeah.
You know, and and
back of his head.
Yeah. Yeah. And he committed suicide.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
I think Jeffrey Epstein shot him.
Yeah.
Because he was wearing a dress. He was in the middle of painting a picture of him.
Can't think of his name. I almost had it there for a second. But anyway.
Yeah, we'll think about it. Then.
But, where were we going with that?
The whole, I was telling you about the BBC thing, the fluff piece.
And yeah, I know, but, There was a reason why my mind went there. I totally lost it.
We're talking about Babbitt and the insurrection, the guy who came out and shot.
Oh, yeah. It was just, it was a weird circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it made no sense. And it just, you know, quick got covered up. And nope, none to see here.
And of course, they say active shooter. Well, yeah. From your side, you're shooting at people.
There was nobody, none of the Trump supporters had guns.
Yeah.
And you know what? How does a dude wearing a fur bikini with horns make it into the Capitol?
And that's all you
see.
That
doesn't look that doesn't look suspicious at all.
No, and every time you see a photo of the insurrection, it's always got him on the. He's always in one of the guys in the pictures. You know, they had a collage of all the stuff that happened that day. He's the guy they're showing the picture of.
Gosh,
it's weird. It's weird.
Crazy town.
It's crazy town. It's crazy town. And what's weird about that too is I've seen video of him standing. There's like five or six of them standing in this hallway.
At Antifa rallies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one Capitol Police officer standing there.
That's true, by the way.
And yeah, he has been seen at Antifa stuff. And
dressed the same way.
Yep. The they're all standing there. He's there with them, and they're all just kind of like looking around. And there's people taking photos of them, like the Capitol photo photographer is there taking pictures of all this stuff because they're in such danger.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's bizarre.
I know. The whole thing is bizarre.
It really is.
The fact that there's fences around D.C. right now.
Yeah.
And
I'm talking about keeping them there permanently now.
And it just, everything that's happening right now, it's like Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
You know, it's like just solely, totally bizarre. Yeah. I gave you the cue up there. There you go.
Yes, we are. Well, here we are at the Capitol. What do you have to say about that, Rod?
You're traveling to another dimension.
That's right.
A dimension not only of
they should play that at the border, at the little the area where you go through the fence, little checkpoint. They should play the Twilight Zone thing.
Well, that's maybe the. Okay, light bulb moment. Okay, I get it. The reason this is the Democrats' immigration plan. Yeah, that's right. Swalwell. They're turning it into crazy town so that they don't want to come.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's, I've actually heard some of them. This was a quote coming from one of the
countries. We're not going there anymore.
Yeah.
But you get free health care, free vaccination, free, and you get the vote.
Yeah.
Ah. Ain't worth it. We don't go by crazy people.
That's right.
Some people did something.
That's right.
Yeah, the
take her with you, please.
Please. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. There's a guy that Conservative Resurgency. Is the name of his YouTube channel? He did a little thing on Rashida Tlaib and saying how her husbands do really well.
Shocker.
She's had many husbands. One of them was her brother, and he got into the country by being married.
Oh, you're talking about Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan, yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was another deal where her current husband, I guess it is, the guy who divorced his wife because they were having an affair, and he got hooked up with Ilhan. And I guess he made like $2 million by being the campaign manager. So she siphoned off all the money to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing to see there.
No.
Not a problem.
You know, and this came out back before even, a long time before the election happened.
Yeah,
but
and she still, well, I won with, I got the most votes, more votes than anybody ever has gotten in that district. I'm like, yeah, because you had a guy driving around in cars picking up ballots.
Exactly.
We got it on video.
It's all those ballot dumps.
Yeah. Where were we going?
But, you know, at least the voters weren't suppressed.
No, at least we had a lot of people voting.
Yeah,
that's important. Yeah. Or at least supposedly people. I'm not sure what
that's how we know we're not racist anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because, we're not racist. Unless you're white and a Trump supporter. Those are the only racist people.
Yeah. I forget who it was they were talking the other day about the whole racist idea. And they were, how a country that the number one talk show was Oprah and Barack Obama, B.O. was president. And there was one other. What else did they? But
There's like three people that were famous.
Yeah, we're all racist.
Yeah,
we all.
Nowhere in a racist country could that ever happen.
No, not even close.
Yeah. Well, Well, it was getting back to this whole thing with the wall. I guess they want to keep the wall there now. And it was actually heard. If I can find the video, I believe the person who spoke it. I can't remember who it was, but at the time I heard it, I was like, I was in the middle of doing something else, and I think it was a congressman or a senator that's usually a pretty straight shooter. Actually, overheard someone say this. I love the fact that we don't have those smelly tourists running around here anymore. they like the fact that they don't have to deal with the public there.
Hmm. Isn't that what their job is supposed to
be? The people they represent, supposedly.
Right. Aren't they supposed to be open and welcoming to people?
It's the people's house, supposedly.
Yeah.
I remember the day that, the first day that Bush 1 was in office.
Yeah.
Not that he was my favorite president. No. When he was in office, the one thing he actually took down a bunch of restrictions. He said, "This is the people's house."
Yeah, right.
And he made like tours available again, because I think at that time it was kind of like they had a lot of restrictions in there.
Hmm.
And he opened it back up again as well. I don't have his big. That was the first one of the first things he did in office, and I thought that always kind of stuck with me because it was one of the first things I remember that he did.
Yeah.
But then he turned out to be a real.
Read my lips.
Yeah.
No new taxes. Yeah.
And I don't think that's the reason he lost. He's kind of like Carter in that regard. He says that's the reason he lost. I think there was other reasons he lost.
Yeah. I mean.
They really hammered him on the economy. And
which really wasn't that bad.
It wasn't
at the time.
That bad. It was going through a natural. It was a normal cycle slump. And they just caught it. You know, they caught it.
Clinton, I mean, Clinton ran against him. And yeah, he branded him.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
Well, he and the media.
Yeah.
And, cause the media was just in its infancy, you know, Pravda was just in its infancy back at that stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
they were just figuring out how to do all that stuff.
They were enamored with Bill and Hillary.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they were,
boy, was that a mistake.
Cabal. Yeah. Well, they didn't want to get killed. So
really was kind of the beginning of the downside.
It was. It actually really was in many ways, because Clinton was the one who got us involved in China. If you remember, he had people from China, the CCP, were staying at the White House.
Yeah.
And they were in the, he had hit the Lincoln bedroom was like a rotating hotel. I think there was over 100 times that some officials, high officials from the CCP were in the Lincoln bedroom.
Here's a good question. How do you think Hillary feels about Uncle Joe? Creepy Joe, China Joe, office.
Hillary is...
In the White House. I shouldn't say in the office, because he's still not my president.
Yeah. I think she probably is... well, you know, she's usually a pretty happy-go-lucky lady.
Oh, yeah.
Loves everybody.
Yeah.
But I think she's like... She has
is
like
that a, why she flies around on a broom?
Yeah, on a broom. I think she has an extra helping of bitterness, I think, about this whole thing.
No.
Maybe not. She's a sweetheart.
It's got to be eating her up.
She's a real sweetheart. You know,
it really does have to be eating her up.
It does.
Yeah.
And the fact that she hasn't been put into anything in terms of cabinet position or anything like that either. Maybe
well,
she doesn't
you remember
want to
when
be.
She ran against Trump, though, she could barely walk up steps. And
she has a hard time. She's physically not in too good a shape.
She was having some weird mental glitches, too.
She was having convulsions and all kinds of weird stuff.
Like,
lost her slipper at one point and like, trying to get in that van. She fell in the van.
Yeah.
Stiffened up and kind of went nuts. And did you see the one deal where they had taken her into, I think it was the one where she's getting in the van and she had that convulsion thing.
Yeah, they need to give her the same juice they were giving Joe.
Yeah. They ended up taking her to her neighbor's or somebody, I think it was Chelsea's house or something maybe.
Yeah.
Real close by. And then she comes walking out by herself. By herself.
Yeah.
Comes walking out, and then she comes back and says hi to somebody. This little girl comes walking up to her, and she says hi to her, and then she walks off. And if you look really close...
Stunt double?
It was a stunt double.
Are you serious?
It does not look like
her.
Oh,
my gosh.
Because her hair was different. The way she walked was different. And that's the biggest... One of the biggest things you can do to change your appearance when you're trying to hide or trying to... is change the gait of your walk.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And that's what she was. Her walk was different, and it was weird because she was walking like really strong and she comes back and she was walking by herself. Normally she would have Secret Service all over the place with her.
Yeah, right.
No entourage, no nobody. She's just walking out to go to the car by herself.
Yeah,
that was weird.
Yeah. Well, Yeah. Speaking it's all about appearances.
It is.
With the Democrats.
Speaking of Chelsea, this one guy did a report on all this stuff about their kids, how politicians, like, you know, didn't she get a job working for some news organization?
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
That's the way they buy access. Because they will employ somebody, and then they'll say, "Well, we're going to pay her $150,000 a year."
You mean like Hunter Biden?
Yeah. And so they'll pay her $150,000 a year. What they don't tell you is what's the rest of her package.
Yeah.
She'll get a $500,000 bonus.
Yeah.
She'll get car, whatever she, you know, all kinds of other perks that she gets with this job that they're not telling you about. And they'll put her on there maybe once a month or something.
Why can't I have a job like that?
Well, they keep calling. They keep calling asking for you. And I keep saying, no, he doesn't want to do that.
He likes what I'm paying him.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. He's just doing it for the love of the job.
That's right.
That's right. For the love of game. Yeah.
So, did we talk about the 10,000 troops that Trump offered to?
I don't know. I think we might have mentioned that. I think maybe, but
we were talking. I think we were going that direction.
We really never opened up the whole trial thing much, did we?
No, we didn't.
We have a guy who's presiding over the trial who's not constitutionally qualified to do that.
Wait, he's voting.
Yeah,
and presiding.
And presiding, and he's a guy who about a month ago made statements about the case. Basically saying, Trump's guilty.
Yeah,
that usually cause for recusal. Typically,
wait a second. Is this America?
Wait a minute. Let me look. Yep. It's doing a swirly.
It sure is.
There it goes. Yeah, that's just infuriating.
Yeah,
and the fact that they're trying to make this out to be a serious thing. I guess today they were carrying the articles of impeachment over to the Senate today. They made a big deal out every step, and they were singing a little song. They were doing like a wedding step, you know,
yeah,
like
right.
The one half step thing. And they're doing, yes, we're carrying it, and we're singing the song.
Yeah, I'll sing a song for you.
I think they were singing this Chinese national anthem.
Yeah, that's right.
King Kong Ho, King Kong Ho, impeachment to you. And then we shoot you.
Those articles of impeachments are probably written on the backside of Chinese ballots.
They had a bunch left over. They had about 20 million of them left over.
Gosh.
I can't really read this because it's got something about, it's like a.
It's got a big Biden sticker.
Big Biden
on
sticker
there.
On the side of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my!
Yeah,
they
started that whole thing today, and I guess first part of it's supposed to be whether or not it's constitutional or not.
Yeah,
which begs the question: okay, who makes that decision? So they're going to have this discussion, and of course, you know what?
I want to see how they vote on that.
Yeah, well, you know, the Democrats are going to say it's going to be the same vote it was the other day. It's going to be, you know, Romney and Sass and
Seriously, there's going to be those five Republicans that are going to vote to say that it's constitutional?
Because I think, I'm pretty sure they will. Yeah, I'm sure they're going to be right along with the Democrats. Because
we really need to add that slapping line.
They need to have Justice Roberts come in and say, here is the way it's supposed to be done.
Well, yeah, think.
Yeah.
But he's too afraid.
He won't touch it. He will not touch it, which just tells you something about this guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do they have on him? What did he do?
Well, he was afraid of Chuck.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So he's coming for Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. Yeah. He must be coming for
I'm
next.
Coming for you, Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you, Gorsuch.
Yeah.
Jeez. But that's not impeachable.
No.
He wasn't inciting anything.
No.
If you don't rule the way we want you to, we're going to come after you.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're going to pack the court.
Yeah. And Joe Biden says, well, I was back in high school. I'd take him out behind the bar and beat him up.
That's right.
Yeah. No, I'd like to see that.
Yeah. Joe can't even find the back of the barn.
I was going to say, he'd get the back of the barn and he goes, why am I here? What am I doing here? Where's Jill? Are you Jill? Are you my sister? let me bite your fingers. Oh, your hair smells terrific.
Let me tell you something else. Don't trip over a dog. Learn that the hard way. That's the only thing I can remember.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Did he really trip over a dog?
Well, who knows?
Nah.
I doubt it.
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah. Joey ain't got the energy to chase a dog out of the shower.
Yeah, well, he says he was was he playing with the dog, I guess? Is that what he said?
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize True International under pressure.
I want to know if he's done anything about True International under pressure yet.
Know.
Because that was one of the big things I wanted to see happen.
It's right up there with that $2,000 check he promised everybody.
Yeah, no, oh my word. He's making people really mad.
Oh,
with
you
that.
Know, the crazy leftist, Susan Sarandon, she's upset with Biden.
Yeah.
Because he's not following through on the
$2,000. The $2,000 check, yeah. I heard about that. She's all mad.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
Susan.
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
It's all, right. she'll get over it. She's, you know.
Why?
Because it's,
but you know, at least
they're holding him to some kind of a standard.
Some kind of a standard, yeah. That's kind of.
Did you see the reaction he got? They put him and Jill at the Super Bowl. They had him on the Jumbotron, I guess.
Was he awake?
And this was probably filmed 10 years ago. When he still had a brain cell.
Back when he could keep his eyes open?
Yeah. He's up there.
He's always squinting, too.
Yeah, what's that about?
I don't know.
I always get that look on his face like, I'm in control. I'm in control.
I'm an angry old man.
Control.
Got my eyes closed half the time.
I'm squinting because I can't see the teleprompter. Teleprompter. It says move teleprompter down.
You know, it's...
Salute the Marines.
Is he going to make it through the...
True International Depression.
The state of... Is he going to make it through the State of the Union?
I don't know.
I mean, if it's more than 5 minutes, I don't see how he's going to make it.
I don't know. Yeah, it's going to be. It's Chris, usually like an hour long.
And Chris Wallace will be ecstatic.
It'll be one of the best speeches I've ever heard about True International Depression.
Yeah, that's right.
When he said the words True International Depression, a tear came into my eye.
Yeah, didn't know what he was saying.
I don't know what he was saying, but it sounded beautiful.
No, seriously, I that's got to be coming up pretty quick, and I don't know how he's going to do it.
Yeah, I think
they're going to do it virtually
that's how they'll do it. Yeah.
And he'll tape it over the period of a couple weeks and then they'll tape and then they'll paste it all together.
You'll see him watch closely. He'll be wearing different ties.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of a sentence, all of a sudden his tie will change from pink to blue.
He'll have some ice cream on his chin. Yeah.
in one sentence, he's got a beard. And next sentence, it's gone. He's wearing a hat. It's gone.
He's got his aviator shades on one. Or not.
Yeah. Yeah. His magic shades just disappeared. It's gone.
Oh my gosh! But he got 80 million votes.
Oh yeah, of course he did.
Yeah,
that's why they've got the Capitol surrounded with fence. And he's but that was the whole thing about the Super Bowl thing was that he showed up there.
Yeah,
if he was such a popular guy, you would have heard people say cheering or something. They were booing.
Really?
There was people booing. There was like nobody paid any attention. They were doing all kinds of other stuff.
And they were actually there.
No, he was up on the Jumbotron.
Oh,
it was a recorded thing.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And nobody cared that it was like very obviously.
Right. Did you see what DeSantis, the Florida governor, he was at the Super Bowl?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, you're going to love this. I love Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, he's
like one of my favorite politicians now.
Yeah.
So the reporters or whoever, they're all butthurt because, you know, he's there not wearing a mask.
Oh, my word.
And he's not social
distancing.
How
many people did he kill?
And so they called him on the carpet.
Was there a wave of bodies falling behind him?
Yeah. And so they called him on the carpet on it. You know what his answer was? How am I going to drink a beer with a mask on? I'm like, oh, I love you, man.
Was he sitting next to Kavanaugh?
I don't know.
I like beer. I like beer. Yeah, I have beer. I like beer. I drink beer. You drink beer? I drink beer.
Well, you got to admit, though, I was kind of happy Kavanaugh. I mean, that's when he kind of let him have
it. He let him have it. Yeah. It was good because he just had to get back.
He was kind of a dork, but nevertheless.
Yeah. No, well, was it... who was the one guy? Clarence Thomas. When they gave him a chance to talk after they had been brandishing him for days, He came back and said, I'll put my reputation against any one of you up here on this panel.
Yeah, right.
He knows full well the kind of debauchery and stuff those people do. Yeah. How sickening and depraved they are. And here they are picking on him because he said something about a pubic hair on his Coke.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's come after me for that one.
Yeah.
That's not sexual harassment, by the way.
Yeah.
But that's what they were making it out to be. Yeah. Anita Hill.
Yeah.
She was in the news again.
Another
as soon as Trump got back in
stalwart office, she
came
integrity.
Back and she was, appearing all over the place.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
But no, DeSantis, man, he was like, he doesn't take anything. He just dishes.
No,
it right
he just
back.
No, he's quick. He is.
You know, if Trump doesn't go in 24, he should.
Yeah, he should. He would get. Yeah, I think he would. He would definitely have a run for his money. Now, it'd be interesting to see. Well. The primary is going to be really interesting because if Trump isn't in it, it could potentially be DeSantis.
Yeah,
probably Pence.
And what's going on with Pence?
He's established a new office of the former vice president or something. I don't know what he's done.
I know Trump did, but
he was just interviewed recently. He put together some kind of an office. I can't remember what it is, but he's. I think he's trying to keep his profile high enough that if he sees a position, from what I have heard. Him and his wife are really big about someday being the president. He really wants to be the president someday.
Well, didn't he run before?
I
thought he had his hat in the ring one time. No?
I don't think so.
I don't know either. I for some reason, I don't think that's right. No, that's not right.
They kept asking him to.
That's what it was.
And he kept turning it down.
Yeah, he kept turning it down. That's right.
And I... Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was a good governor in Indiana.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Yeah, he did a good job.
And I thought he did great as a VP, but up until the end. I think just got weird, and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And now because he's not in the news, and I loved the way he debated Comey.
Yeah.
I mean,
he
totally
did a very good job
torched
there.
Her.
Yeah.
But, I don't want to take away from it. He did really good, but honestly, it's not hard to beat her in a debate.
No.
But anyway.
And he
was very good.
Yeah, and he's a very polished politician.
Yeah,
he's very smart. He's not a dummy. He knows what he's doing.
But everything I keep hearing now is just hearsay from what people are saying and blah blah blah. And it's like it doesn't sound all that positive. And I'm I hope he hasn't gone to the dark side. But
I don't think he has. I think he is still trying to play the political game. He's always been very good at walking that tightrope.
Right, exactly.
And I think he's trying to navigate that right now, and it's a very difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job of it.
Yeah.
He hasn't really misstepped too badly, but...
I think things are going to get turned upside down here with the Republican Party in the next year.
Yeah. I think that by the time that people start campaigning for 2022...
Yeah.
That we're going to start to see some things come out of the woodwork. And I think it's going to be
real
interesting.
This is what I was going to ask you earlier. So, Trump calls a rally. I could see Trump doing rallies and everybody continue to just go to him. I think that would, boy, if he's in their heads now.
Oh, my word. They're going to freak out over that.
They will freak out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And he probably will do that because
I hope he does.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I think that
it's like giving them the finger.
Yeah.
You know, do it.
Here's a guy who they believe that he lost his net worth probably went down by about $2 billion because of what he did in the office.
Yeah.
He gave away his salary.
Mhm.
$400,000 a year every
right.
Quarter he was supposed to get paid, and he gave $100,000 away every quarter to a charity.
Right.
It's like
you'd never hear that, though.
No, and they're here, but all they say is he's just in this to better himself. That's all they kept saying.
Yeah, that kind of goes with something I was thinking the other day because I saw a picture of him goofing off with his grandkids, putting like the feathers up behind there for a picture. You know, I'm like, that's the side of Trump you never saw while he's in office,
right.
And I don't know if it was because he didn't want that to be seen. But to me, it makes him
more human.
More human. And I think he would have won a lot more women over.
Yeah.
And I know he did better with women this time around, but still,
I think they did everything they could.
Because he really is a very
down to earth guy.
Yeah. He's a very down to earth guy.
He's worked along building his buildings and stuff. He's worked alongside
Yeah.
just the common worker guy.
Right.
And I think
and that's what he loves about America.
Yeah.
He loves those people.
He loves the fabric of this country. Yeah, he really does. And I think that they, on purpose, because they were trying to create this image of a monster.
Right.
They could not allow him to be human like that. Mm. And so the pictures wouldn't make it on screen. No, nobody was there to take them. Nobody was doing it. I don't think it was him. I really don't think it was him.
Yeah, it's probably.
I think that he was so concerned about protecting Baron because they were picking on him like crazy. And this kid's like, he was like 6 years old and he was almost 7 feet tall.
I know.
And he's really tall for his age.
Yeah, he's really.
So they were picking on him like he was an adult.
Yeah.
And they wanted that protected. I know, I'm sure his wife was upset about a lot of that stuff. So they're trying to keep him out of the news. But, and it's just the way they attacked the kids was ridiculous. But
yeah. But back to the rallies, I think that would be awesome. And hard to say what he's going to do in the next couple of years, but I think we're going to know pretty quick. As soon as this impeachment nonsense is over and done with, I think we're going to start seeing some things.
Yeah, I think he's probably busy putting together the team right now, kind of figuring out what his options are.
Yeah, like we were talking yesterday, I think all the raw material is there. It just needs to have a structure put to it.
Right, right.
And part of that structure, though, is what we were talking a little about earlier, and that is him getting his message out.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be the biggest challenge faced for, conservatives and anybody with that type of an agenda.
Yeah.
Message, whatever you want to call it, in the next year or two.
Well, that brings up a question. What do you think is going to happen? So he's not going to be impeached.
Right.
Because now they might have some other kind of they might try to do something else legally to him during this trial. I don't know what they're going to do. But
well, their ultimate goal is to keep him from running again. Which I would do it anyway.
Yeah. What do you think is going to be from there? What do you think they're going to do to him? I mean, they lose the case against him. They're not going to get him. He's going to be acquitted.
That's an interesting thought because right now they've got some inkling of power over him.
Exactly.
But once this is all done, that's all gone.
Yeah.
And then he's free.
Yeah. So he's been banned from Twitter for life, supposedly, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
How do they, so let's say he sets up his own server system, his own, his own internet thing. Do you think they'll go after that? Do you think they'll say the FCC or the SEC is going to go after him for something?
I don't know.
I can just see the Trade Commission doing something.
Yeah.
To say, oh, he's violating all of our rules. And this is the guy who started the insurrection, even though he was acquitted for that charge. It's like, I just can't believe that he's, that they're not going to try to go after him, regardless of what he tries to do to set up a social network.
And I don't know.
Unless he does something behind the scenes where he just funds it.
Right.
And, like takes Parler and says, of course, they're after Parler as well. I mean, it's obviously trying to get that. Yeah. So what?
I don't know. But you reminded me of something I wanted to say, though, about this whole impeachment thing. We were talking about it earlier. It just this boils my potatoes big time.
We got potatoes cooking here, folks. I got some potatoes cooking.
So it just makes me so mad that whenever they're talking about this impeachment, they always say, "Well, the committee or the lawyers for the House, they're bringing charges against Trump for." Being the only person who did anything to cause the deaths of five people in this insurrection of the Capitol.
Yeah.
And then the Trump lawyers are on the other side saying it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
That's all they say. So it's like a non sequitur. And they're making it sound like the Trump lawyers, well, yeah, we know he did that, but it's not constitutional, so you can't do it.
Yeah, it's like they're omitting the biggest and most important part of it was.
Yeah,
he's not guilty.
Yeah, exactly. The media keeps portraying it like that.
Yeah,
and that just drives me insane.
Yeah, the lawyers need to come out and say, He's not guilty.
I think their lawyers are saying that. They're
well,
just not
they being,
they're not,
yeah. They're not
that's
allowed
what I'm saying. The media is not
putting
saying,
it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The media's not putting it out there.
Because they love to edit stuff like that
out. Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah.
I mean, we all know it's unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And we all know the evidence. Yeah. I mean, the FBI has come out and said it.
Yeah.
And the FBI does not love Trump.
No. They're no, if anybody would want to go after him, they'd be them, obviously.
So, yeah, I feel better now. I got that off my chest.
Oh, good. Well, that's really all we're here for, is just to make Rabbi Rick feel better. It's all this is the public therapy session for Rabbi
Rick. This is therapeutic.
It is.
It does make me laugh.
That'll be $300.
Put that on my tab.
He's ringing up a bill, folks.
When I get my paycheck from or my COVID check.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That stimulus check. Yeah,
I'll forward it to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of stimulus, I saw a really good documentary on money and how and currency and how the things changed when Nixon back in
It took us off the gold standard.
Took us off the gold standard. It was August 15th of 1971.
Right.
And the cascade of events that happened after that and why how we got to where we are now. And it is truly eye-opening. Now, they did pin the dollar to oil, so that in that respect, the world trades with oil in U.S. dollars.
Right.
It doesn't take much to change that.
No.
And in fact, Russia and China are talking about getting off that standard now anyway.
Right.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be real interesting.
I'm sure Biden will go right along with that.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fine. Yeah, because we don't need a dollar anymore.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, we'll start trading in rubles now. We're gonna send out checks. To everybody, 2,000 rubles. 2,000 rubles. You're going to get a check that says 2,000 rubles.
And yen, whatever you want.
Yeah, whatever you want. And so it's going to be interesting. And with them printing the money that they're printing now and how money works, when they spend $2 trillion, the effect that has down the road.
Oh, right.
And it's going to be serious issues, especially it's one thing if you have a growing economy that you can grow out of that.
Right.
And you don't spend any more after that.
Yeah.
The problem now is they're just spending money like drunken sailors and none of it is really going
to
our economy.
That's an insult to drunken sailors.
Well, sorry for the drunken sailors out there. Let me just say you guys are here to protect the true international depression. And I'm sure since you're drunk, you know what I'm talking about.
Good one.
So, true international depression.
Nancy understood that.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure she would. And she's explaining it to AOC right now.
And AOC's got that look on her face. Like,
that's right. That's right.
And that George Stephanopoulos look.
Yeah. And Rashida Tlaib's
morning.
In the background.
Sunday morning.
Yeah.
George, you just can't hide that face. It's just that it was way too funny.
It is pretty funny when they're on set and they don't realize they're actually they're on the scene. They got them like they got the Brady Bunch thing going on.
Yeah, that's right.
Pictures up there, and they don't realize they're actually on television at the moment. They're doing something, picking their nose or whatever.
Right.
It's always funny. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be doing it even if I knew I was on camera.
That's right.
Wow, look at that one.
Look at that one.
Went for the gold that time. That's a big nugget right there. That's why they don't put me on television.
Yeah.
That's why I'm doing a podcast.
That's
out
why
of this
you have
room.
A face for radio.
That's right. Oh, my.
But anyway, Trudeau National Pressure.
Trudeau National Pressure.
And
yep.
So, what were you going to say there?
I don't remember where I was going with that.
Drunken
sailors. Spending money like drunken sailors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Part of the issue there is that a lot of the money is not actually going into the economy. It's
right.
Where they're spending their money is in all this stuff overseas, out of the country. And, of course, now with this whole, we didn't even talk about Iran. And it's the Iranian deal. We're getting back into that thing.
Yeah.
And.
Because that's going to make us all safer.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I've heard estimates. There's some people who are saying we are literally weeks away from them having a nuclear weapon. There are other people who are saying it's 10 years. Within 10, they won't say 10 years. They'll say within 10 years, yeah, they're going
right.
to have a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, right.
And of course,
ask AOC. She's pretty good at estimating
she
time.
She can figure that out. Well, in 10 years, we're all going to be dead anyway, so it doesn't matter. The weird part about that is depending on who's in charge in Israel, I'm sure they know how close they are. They know to the day how close they are to to having a nuclear weapon, and they're not going to let them have it.
Right.
They're going to do whatever they have to, to just... So whatever's going on over there, I would count on Israel taking out whatever issue is going to happen there.
Yeah, no, that's probably true.
Yeah.
I mean, Israel, who put the brakes on Israel doing something earlier? Was that Trump or was that BO?
That was BO. I'm pretty sure he got involved in something they were doing.
Yeah.
And now that one time the French were helping them do with the first nuclear power plant, and they started doing that whole thing with the...
That was in Syria, though.
No, that was Iran.
They
came in and bombed them one morning.
I remember that.
That was an interesting deal how they got away with that. That was a God thing too, the way they were able to get in there and do that. I don't have any doubt that they probably got people on the inside there knowing exactly what's going on.
Right.
And however, that being said, where we're at is there's going to be pallets again of cash put on the runway.
Yeah.
To make up for all the stuff that happened in the last 4 years. Yeah. And it's
all our sins.
Yeah. And that's not going to stop them from developing a nuclear weapon. I mean, this whole thing is just ridiculous.
It is.
It's like we're paying for it.
I know. It's one of those BO ideas that you just shake your head and you can't.
Well, I think it's Valerie. You know, Valerie's behind the scenes there.
She is from Iran.
She is from Iran, ironically. Bum, she's from
bum,
Ironic.
Bum, 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 Iran.
Yeah, it's... there's a lot of creepy stuff going on there.
And weird.
That was part of it. And we're going to get re-involved. And again, the whole, here we go again.
Yeah.
The energy sector is a big part of this. It's now going to get us entangled again into what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And of course our gas prices will go up. They'll have control. Yeah. They'll have us by the throat there.
Yeah.
Because we're protecting the world from our carbon emissions.
Well, yeah. That's more, definitely much.
Well,
how dare you?
I'm John Kerry. I'm sometimes called Lurch.
They call me Lurch.
I don't know why.
On my reality TV show I was on a while back, they called it the Addams Family. I'm not an Adam. I don't know what they call
you
me.
You rang.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, our climate czar jetting around the world.
He's a good guy. He's going to save the world. Have you heard, did you hear him talk the last time he was asked about that question about the airplane? Did you hear his voice? He's not doing well.
Oh, he's on his way out too.
Yeah, because he's.
They're all on their way out.
He was like trying to put, he was like, and then, I mean, it was like he was having to pressurize his vocal cords. It's like there's something wrong with his throat because he's not in good shape. He's not doing well.
They're all going to fall when Biden goes.
Yeah. His eyes were sunk into the back of his head. I think actually his eyes were touching the back of his
skull.
Maybe
he's a robot too.
He might be.
Actually, I'm still thinking Joe's a robot.
He's got to be a robot. George Soros is a robot.
Well, yeah.
Soros has had like 4 or 5 heart transfers.
I wonder where he keeps getting them from.
I wonder.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah.
Donors,
Epstein,
quote unquote.
Epstein? Jeffrey Epstein?
I wonder if they have a little Chinese Bueller? Symbol on them or something.
Yeah, probably. A little CCP sticker on them.
We have prisoner we get out rid of.
They do that over there.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, that's a big harvesting plant over there they got
going
on.
That's kind of scary.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all good because we're moving manufacturing back in there now. And
their economy is going to whiz.
Buzz our aircraft carriers it's all good.
Tag teaming with Iran with Russia.
Yeah,
coming after us. That's a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it makes the world a safer place.
Of course it does.
Yeah, yeah. We just roll over and.
Yeah.
You know, so the Republicans roll over to the Democrats and say, scratch my belly. And then the Democrats don't roll over to the Republicans, but they do roll over for everybody else in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just makes no sense.
Yeah.
Trump didn't roll over for anybody.
No.
And that's why we liked him.
That's, yeah, that's
loved him.
That's right.
Come back.
You know, it's
please
it's
come back.
It's probably a good thing he's not there right now.
Why do you think that?
Well, I guess
I'd be happier.
I guess I guess it wouldn't be so bad. I was thinking because they had the Senate, but they wouldn't have the Senate because Pence would have the deciding vote.
Yeah.
But if it was a House and Senate,
I still don't believe the Senate was lost.
I don't think the House was lost either.
No, I mean,
I really don't.
The dude from Michigan, don't get me started there, but yeah. So, I mean, he was way ahead in Michigan. Same thing that happened when they stopped counting the votes.
Yep. Yep.
And then if you believe the two communists from Georgia got elected in a free election, then you got, I mean, yeah. I got another swamp to sell you. Oh, did you see the meme about the Super Bowl?
No.
So Tampa Bay wins 31-9 or something like that.
I didn't know who won. I didn't pay
so,
attention to it.
Oh, yeah.
At all.
So it's Tampa against Kansas City.
First I've heard of it.
Yeah. So, and I didn't watch it either. Yeah. But anyway, so the meme was so now that Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Georgia have had time to watch the Super Bowl, and the new score has been released, and so instead of 31-9, they put two ones in front of the nine, on so it's 31-119.
And the scoreboard has a little sign down at the bottom. Manufactured by Dominion.
Yeah, that's right. That's pretty good too.
Because they have an algorithm.
Yeah, that's right.
So for every point you score, you actually only score 0.3 points.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Yeah,
that was pretty
good.
Funny.
That is pretty
I
good.
I think I saved him. I'll show that to you.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, it's well, yeah, we didn't even get into the whole Lindell thing, but that's, yeah, that just makes me angry. I'm planning on tomorrow morning. I've gone through the whole thing a couple times, and I'm compiling some notes so I can get it down to like a 10-minute synopsis of what everything is in there. But hoping to do that tomorrow or Thursday morning, probably. So David Hogg, the young man who was in the high school when it was being shot. Actually, was he actually even in the building?
I've
heard rumors that he actually wasn't even in the area that was.
He just became their poster boy.
He was the poster boy, yeah.
Yeah.
And he, of course, now, because Lindell is getting all the pillow.
Maybe he should start dating AOC.
They would be a good, great couple.
Yeah.
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 The.
Of course, he's got competition with Eric.
Yeah.
But.
So, I guess, Hogg now is, which is such a farce. He's supposedly starting a pillow company.
Yeah, right. I'm sure he just thought of that.
Oh, I'm going to start a pillow company. I know all about pillows. I've been sleeping on one for 18 years.
I'm sure it's not a highly competitive market.
No, not at all. There's
sounds
no
like a great opportunity. Because
you can't. Yeah, there's not. Because China's not making them by the thousands for $10 for a thousand. So here, Lindell is a guy who started in his garage sewing pillows himself.
Yeah.
Taking them to the county fair.
Yeah.
Taking them to Costco and places like that, setting up a little booth and selling them himself. He was there.
I know.
He knows the pillow.
I know.
He knows what he's doing. I can see him doing it too. Well, you know, he got that, got that Minnesota accent up there. You know, stuff. He's going up there doing that stuff. So
all by five.
Yeah. So they're shutting him out of like Kohl's and all the other place. Yeah. and all of a sudden, David Hogg, you know. What do I think of when I think of David Hogg? I think of pillow.
A moron.
A moron. I think I want to go to sleep. Is what I think. Maybe he will do well.
I think I want to throw my beer can at the TV.
So Hogg now is going to get involved in selling pillows because he sees this big market opening up since the Now what he doesn't know is that Lindell is selling them like crazy right now.
That's right.
He's like hiring more people and selling.
They haven't, you think they would have figured it out when they started putting gun bans out. That the sales of gun went through the roof. It's like, it ain't working, guys.
Yeah, this is not happening like the way you had it planned. And so it'd be brilliant. And I still contend that somebody out there has a pillow company or some kind of company.
Yeah.
And they saw him and said, hey, why don't we start selling pillows and we'll get you to sign on to it?
Yeah.
Because he's known.
Yeah.
So now they have this figurehead.
Is he? I mean, I haven't heard about him in a long time.
Well, he's not.
Yeah.
He's been out of the news cycle for a long time. Nobody knows who he is.
And thank God for that.
It's been like 4 years.
Yeah.
And he's basically hasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Just sort of like Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. How dare you?
How dare you? She's gone. I mean, nobody. I mentioned her the other day to somebody like, who's that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I even played the little thing. You know,
that angry teenager with a grouchy look on her face.
Yes. I should be in school. How dare you? Well, why aren't you in school, actually? Why aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Why did you come across the ocean?
Stop bothering me. Go back to school.
Sailboat's the most ridiculous way to travel. It is. That's why we have planes now. Because it's much more efficient.
Yeah.
And somebody did a research project on that, said that she actually burned, there was a much greater carbon footprint getting her here on that boat than it would have been just taking an airplane. When you put 300 people on an airplane and you burn a certain amount, it's like when you look at the percentage of fuel that was burnt to do that, and then how much diesel fuel they put in the, how much crap they put in the ocean on the way over here.
Right.
And I mean literal crap because they had to poop as they were going across the ocean and it goes into the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's healthy. And fish are going, who is that? Who was that? What was that up there?
It's not that Nadler guy again, is it?
It's not. No, it's too chunky. I think it's time to end this show.
I think you got to shuffle off the stage here.
I'm getting a little. I think I need some lack of sugar or something in my bloodstream or something. I don't know what's going on. But supper time. So, I think with that being said,
David Hogg, we wish you the best.
That's right, David.
you go, buddy.
We hope you really.
But I'll just tell you right now, Mike's gonna eat your lunch.
you're not gonna compete. I'm sorry. There's 70 million people gonna buy his pillows. Probably five of them.
And I own one. I love it.
We've got a couple of them, and we're gonna get a couple more for the motorhome, one for the boat.
There you go.
Actually, more. You know, one for each of us
get some for the dogs too.
For the might as well. And the neighbors' dogs and their chickens too.
That's right.
I'm just gonna get 20 of them for the neighbors. Yeah, walk around, start throwing them out. I'm just gonna drive down the road, and start throwing them out the window.
That's right.
A pillow for you.
There's that Kevin guy again.
Yeah, there's that pillow man. I think so tomorrow.
I think so.
I think Bribe Rick's gonna make three in a row.
Woo-hoo.
That'll be awesome. So we'll see how that goes. But hey, God bless everybody. Have a great night. And I know we've run long, but make sure you text the show. And have a good night. See ya.
Rabbi Rick has left the building.